This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm the Captain, Matt Bruce, as we broadcast tomorrow's news tonight right here on our flagship station, broadcasting live from Tampa, Florida, my Moss Family Automotive Studio, to great radio stations across America, across the Caribbean, and around the world, too, via the Internet and the satellite, streaming live online right now. And a special shout-out goes to our military men and women, to our EMTs, our firefighters, police, hospital, and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Border Patrol, security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and everybody who's helping out in the coronavirus COVID-19 effort, keeping America free and safe. Now, to the people working on the Third Watch, the truckers, the warehouse workers, the factory and butchers and bakers and maintenance and janitorial workers, mechanics, construction workers, the bulk mail centers, the Uber, Lyft, taxi, and bus drivers, and all those roughnecks working the oil rigs all across the country and around the world, and all those truck drivers delivering, the suicide jockeys delivering that gasoline and oil and diesel fuel. Thanks for what you're doing to keep America rolling along. Now, don't forget to follow us on Facebook, the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page, and you can Google us and find out everything you want. Just type in the Captain's America Third Watch, and boom, you'll find out everything that we do. All right, Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com is with us. Good morning. Whoop, let me do this again. Good morning, Denise. All right, let me try it one more time here. I don't know what happened to her. Oh, she's dropped. All right, she'll have to call me back. But anyway, I'm looking at Alabama, and in Alabama, we have got some really rough weather that looked like went tearing through there yesterday, and it's definitely doing its thing right now in that area. And again, you got a severe storm warning if you're just joining us, going across Alabama over into the Georgia and South Carolina area. So we'll wait for Denise to call us back. She may be calling us on her cell phone. She was on Skype, which is on a computer, but her computer must have dropped. But anyway, there's a story that's being reported. And good morning, Eddie in Reno. How are you, my friend? There's a story that's being reported about the Corona virus, the COVID-19 came out here. COVID-19 came out. A French professor and virologist named Luc Montagnier believes the SARS-CoV-2 was accidentally unleashed on the world as Chinese scientists at Wuhan National Biosafety Laboratory were attempting to manufacture a vaccine against the AIDS virus. Now, we really don't know whether or not it's true or not, but this guy's a Nobel Peace Prize winner, and he put this out there. And we'll just have to wait and see on this one. The jury's out on that one. He could be right, he could be wrong. We don't know. Now, North Korea defectors right now are questioning the zero virus claim made by the North Korean regime. And actually, anybody would question that too. All right, good morning, Denise Simon, you're back.
Yeah, spectrum just went down on everything here.
Oh, wow. Okay. Well, somebody must have taken down a pole. But anyway, I was just talking about this French biochemist who came out and said that based on what he knows of the situation, which we don't know what he knows, that he believes this was an accident that happened in a lab in Wuhan, and an industrial accident is what he says happened and how this got started.
The our own federal government, our State Department, the Department of Defense, the intelligence agencies are pretty much saying the same thing.
Mm-hmm. Now, the other thing is North Korea. There are reports of zero cases of COVID-19 there, correct?
I don't think that's right. I think there were some.
Well, right now, North Korea is saying that there are no cases of COVID-19 there. And, yeah, I thought there were some, too. But there are some defectors that have somehow or another shown up on our side of the fence, and they said, it's not true. There's lots of sick people there. So I would believe that before I believe there aren't any.
Yeah, I mean, I think that's some of their propaganda thing, but yeah, it's clearly there. I think in too that they closed some of their borders.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, don't believe that one.
Now, Washington State recalled 12,000 virus test kits for quality control because they weren't working, and these were test kits that came from China.
CDC.
Yeah.
Oh. Okay.
Yeah,
CDC sent out some defective ones too, but
yeah, they say
at the very beginning.
Yeah, they're saying these came from China, but we'll see. Now, the other thing is, over in Britain, the government over there, the Johnson government, has offered an angry rebuttal of the United Kingdom virus response because a lot of people are chiming at them and saying, man, we didn't get on this quick enough, and you know, you blew the whole thing, and blah, 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 blah. It sounds familiar, doesn't it?
Look, you know, I mean, governments can't turn on a dime. They try, and then, you know, you have these reports, you have these models, you have this, you have that, and right now, what do we have here in the United States? Well, we all of a sudden now have an overabundance of the V word, which I'm kind of tired of hearing, but the V word being ventilators.
Mm-hmm.
all of a sudden, we don't need all these ventilators. All of a sudden, we don't need all these hospital beds.
Nope.
What we have a problem with is treatment.
Yep.
Well,
like Nancy said yesterday, testing, testing, testing. She said the word three times. Yeah, we know about the test, but guess what, Nancy? We've tested more people than all the other countries combined. That number popped up yesterday, too. Be right back. Don't go anywhere.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com. Keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yeah, you are. This portion of the program, the Captain's America Third Watch, my conversations with Denise Simon of FoundersCode.com is brought to you by our friends at the United States Concealed Carry Association. Now, if you want to have the peace of mind of knowing that if you ever have to defend yourself, you are covered by an attorney who will have your back, and the first call you make after you call the police or whatever would be to the attorney, I'm telling you, you need to know about the USCCA. They're called the United States Concealed Carry Association. They know the legal system doesn't always get it right. There's so many instances of that. And if you go to my Facebook group page for Americans for America, now, I'm doing this for two reasons. Number one, we're looking to get more people involved in Americans for America because we are Americans. We do support America. And right at the very top of that page is a USCCA logo link, an active link. You click on that link, you'll go to the USCCA website, and the first thing that you'll see is a little drop-down window for the free gun a day giveaway. Well, obviously, you would sign up for that because you'd want to take a chance at doing that. And secondly, you'll see an opportunity to become a member at three different levels of membership, whichever works for you. Now, you can get as much as $474 worth of free stuff if you go with the A number one super top select plan. And from there, it works its way downward. But all three of the plans do get the award-winning Concealed Carry magazine. So, Americans for America, the Facebook page, the USCCA logo link at the top. And good luck, because we want to announce one of you as being the winner here. And you can't win if you don't enter, right? So there you go. All right, Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com, is back with us. And good morning again.
Morning.
What happened again for the second time, you say, between Russia and the U.S. in the Mediterranean with them buzzing one of our Poseidon planes out there?
We are flying the PA Poseidon in the Mediterranean, doing whatever it does, which is a reconnaissance plane. It's a spy plane.
Yep.
And two times now in 4 days, the Sixth Fleet has said that a Russian jet is not complying. We're both in international airspace. And this most recent one, of which we have video, by the way, they came within 25 feet. Another time that the Russian jet flew inverted. So it's kind of like, what are you doing this for? Now, you know, they're saying that the United States was acting irresponsibly. We don't do that, you know, especially with a spy plane. We might do it with some fighter jets, but not with a spy plane. So we you know, we comply with all international law, which is the big one is the 1972 agreement for prevention of incidents over and on the high seas. But you know, it's like, what's the purpose of this Russian fighter jet or of two these pilots doing that? We don't know, but nonetheless, this happened in the Mediterranean.
Wow. Now, there's some good news apparently coming out of all this COVID-19 stuff. The Massachusetts General Hospital has been doing a study in Chelsea, Massachusetts. They've been testing people's blood. 32% have already been found to have the COVID-19 antibodies in it. And they're wondering, and of course they're inviting more people into the study, they're wondering how many people may or may not be have this sort of feature to themselves, and this is becoming quite the thing because of the what they can do with the bloods to turn around and use it to fight the COVID-19.
It's actually plasma.
Yep,
plasma is what's holding the immunities, the antibodies. And so people, you know, not everybody is made the same. So people can actually have immunity and never have had COVID-19. Hence the reason they didn't have it is because they already have a built-in immunity. It could be because of their blood type. Other people may have had a very mild case of COVID-19, in which case they had built up their antibodies/immunities. So I would say there's one would really have to look very carefully at these studies. The other piece is, are all these testing, you know, Nancy Pelosi goes testing, are all of these tests, measuring the exact same thing? You know, do they all have the exact same sensitivity levels? The one made by company A might be different than the one made by company, you know, 13. So the point is, you know, we are doing all this testing. We're doing what we've done more tests than any other country. Well, we should, because we're bigger than every other country. You know, we're bigger than France. We're bigger than Germany. We're bigger than Britain. So we should. But nonetheless, I really like to, I'd like to understand, you know, what tests are being used, and they all have the same sensitivity levels. They all go into the same labs. There's more to learn there.
Now, the White House is Peter Navarro. I believe he's our trade representative. Is that right?
No, that's Lighthizer.
Okay, well, Navarro, I thought, had something to do with trade. But anyway, he said that China essentially killed 39,000 people, referring to people in the United States.
Well, pretty much everybody in Washington, D.C., on the Republican/conservative side, is saying that.
And a couple of Democrats, I heard. That agreed to go along with something. Yeah,
Maybe so. Mm-hmm. Maybe so. But, you know, that's just, you know, we have to remember, this isn't exclusive to the United States. I mean, you got 180 countries that have been affected. I really kind of like to figure out how American Samoa got COVID-19. That one really kind of surprises me, but that's a U.S. territory.
I guess them Samoans like to travel, huh? Anyway, how about this one? Now, this is kind of a back page story, and I think that I would put this up towards the front. Apparently, the drug cartels are scrambling right now, not necessarily for drugs. They're still getting them in the way they're getting. But the illegal traffic with the people that they the slave traffic and all that, that apparently has gone upside down and backwards because a lot of people are sick.
Well, we pretty much shut down the border, too.
Mm-hmm.
We're not letting anybody in. We can't take that risk. We can't take mm-hmm. the risk of infecting Customs and Border Patrol.
Mm-hmm.
If these people are sick, we can't break a health care system to treat them.
Okay.
But we're not letting them in.
Let's find out what our favorite little caller wants to know here. Mr. Badgammon Bob, what's on your mind? Make it quick because we got a break coming up.
Got you covered. Anyway, just wanted to know what progress they're making on the therapies and vaccines. And the thing is that I think that pretty much we're just going to have to gamble and open up things, just protect the elderly and stuff like that, because I think pretty soon we're all going to get it, and we just need to just want to know. Anyway,
let's go. Well, go ahead, Denise, because you had some stories on that. You had a comment on that last week.
Here's the thing. I'm glad if they're working on vaccines, great and wonderful, but don't expect a vaccine this year. I mean, just don't. I mean, we got clinical trials going on right now with volunteers from about three or four different vaccines that have been introduced in a volunteer basis.
Yep.
You know, some of them take one or two or more rounds. As far as treatment goes, the treatment is that you need to put out the drugs if we have the inventories to do that, and that would be remdesivir or hydro...
Did you hear the expense of that drug you just mentioned?
Well...
$1,000 a pill versus 93 cents for the hydroxychloroquine.
Yeah, but that doesn't mean that, you know, we don't know what we've got in inventory. We don't know what India can possibly get for us.
I just thought I'd throw that out there because I heard that yesterday.
Hmm. So anyway, we have several variations of mm-hmm. hydroxychloroquine.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there's variations of remdesivir. So the thing is, you treat these people early on so they don't ever have to go to the hospital. They can stay home and get well in 2 weeks.
Already, or 3 days, as it's been in some cases. All right, we will talk to you tomorrow, same time, same bat channel. Thank you. Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com, FoundersCode.com. Go over there, read her great articles, check out what she's writing, and you'll be ahead of the curve by at least, I don't know, a day or two, usually. All right, I'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
President Trump says his people are closing in on a deal with Congress to get more help to small businesses that are hurt by the coronavirus pandemic.
We're continuing to negotiate with the Democrats to get our grade workers and small businesses all over the country taken care of. I think we're getting close to a deal.
He says testing is ramping up.
We've done more testing than all of these countries combined, France, United Kingdom, South Korea, Japan, Singapore, India, Austria, and Australia, Sweden, and Canada.
He also says Vice President Pence will lead a call on Monday to talk to governors about what more needs to be done to fight the pandemic. New York Mayor Bill de Blasio says President Trump has a clear choice when it comes to his hometown.
Mr. Trump, Mr. President, are you going to save New York City or are you telling New York City to drop dead? Which one is it?
This is USA Radio News.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Everybody, this is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
And now it's time for Veterans News on the Captain's America Third Watch.
It is time for our second military and veterans news segment here at the Captain's America Third Watch, brought to you as always by the National Aviation Academy, where in just 14 short months you can become an aviation maintenance tech with a very good future ahead of you. And here's more about the National Aviation Academy and what they can do for you.
Hey, America, is there anything you're truly proud of? How about becoming an aviation maintenance technician? In just 14 months, you'll be watching the metal birds that you just repaired soar back into the sky. At National Aviation Academy, we train ordinary men and women to do extraordinary things. Call 800-659-2080 or visit wingmenwanted.com. I can't think of anything else to be more proud of. For more information about our statistics, visit naa.edu/success.
Now, the National Aviation Academy has two locations to serve you. They have been closed during this COVID-19 epidemic, and they are going to be opening again in May. Now, to find out more about when that will be, go to the website naa.edu. That's naa.edu, and you can find out the dates that they have there. They're subject to change, of course, depending on what the states are doing, because they have two locations, one in Massachusetts in Concord, Mass., and the other one in Clearwater, Florida, down here in the Tampa Bay, Florida area. Now, in both cases, you get the same course, the same career path, the same opportunity to become a certified aviation maintenance tech. Now, the great thing about that is that 40 hours a week can make you about $60,000 a year. Now, if you really want to make some serious money and you want to apply yourself and you take all the overtime that's available to you, or you get a job overseas, either working for a military contractor or working for a country with a foreign airline, and you wind up over there, you could very easily wind up with a six-figure salary. Very easily. So, if you want the opportunity to make some serious money and have a career that's absolutely flat out going to stay with you for as long as you want to be in it, then I want you to check out the National Aviation Academy by going to the website, naa.edu, that's naa.edu, or give them a call at 800-659-2080, that's 800-659-2080, and ask to take the tour. Ask to take the tour. Now, troops may now be able to carry over 120 days of leave this year, thanks to the COVID-19 travel ban, where they weren't able to move anywhere. So, in some cases, that could give military people an extra 120 days of leave, depending on where you were and what it is you were trying to do going from point A to B at. Also, the first COVID case amongst U.S. troops is now totally virus-free after a 49-day isolation. And that's over in South Korea. The first one that was reported came from South Korea. Now, the Navy sailor that died aboard the Theodore Roosevelt, he was actually taken off the Theodore Roosevelt, was very, very ill, critically ill, and then wound up dying. He is just one of the 672 cases of the 4,800 man and woman crew on board the USS Theodore Roosevelt. Plus, remember, the ship's captain tested positive, Captain Crozier. Now, in lieu of what's been going on here and where we may or may not be at, it's entirely possible that Captain Crozier could get command of his ship back again. He is supported by his crew. There's no doubt about that. He's supported by both his officers and his non-commissioned officers, senior non-commissioned officers, no doubt about that. And we'll see where that goes. Because the Secretary of Defense, Mark Esper, said it's not over yet. He could be considered to be reinstated. And we'll see. Now, the majority of the Roosevelt sailors that have been tested and have come out positive with the COVID-19 are asymptomatic. In other words, they're not showing any signs at all. Yeah, they're positive, but it doesn't mean that they haven't come down with it. But they've been taken off the ship to be quarantined anyway, to make sure. Now, the other thing is, when it comes to all of the troops in general, all of the armed forces, 20% of the troops that had coronavirus to begin with, COVID-19, have recovered. And that's a good thing. Also, Denise and I just told you about the second buzzing last week of the U.S. Poseidon spy plane out in the middle of the Mediterranean on mission when another Russian jet buzzed it. I don't know how long that's going to go on until something else happens, but we'll see. We'll see. And by the way, a sixth sailor moved to a hospital with coronavirus from the USS Theodore Roosevelt. That makes six, total of six that are in the hospital right now. We'll see how that works out. And finally, the Air National Guard units based in Wisconsin and Alabama have been awarded squadrons of F-35 fighter jets, according to the U.S. Air Force. overcoming vocal opposition from people who live near the base in Wisconsin's capital city because they were concerned it might get a little bit loud. Freedom is not quiet, folks. Hey, tell ya, but freedom is not quiet. Might get a little loud. All right, now I got a surprise for you here. I got a little something that was sent to me by my buddy Kat, my Marine gal pal Pat Kat. And this is a little something here. It's a Trump song. I'm going to play just a little bit of it. It's called Trump Train. That's somebody called Bruce Waddell, and that's from Kat, my Marine gal pal over there in Lakeland. And she sent that to me, and I told her I'd play a little bit of it this morning. She's probably sleeping and isn't listening to it right now, but I kept my word, so there you go. And it's really, you know, again, this is a no-brainer, folks. What would you have thought would have happened if Hillary Clinton or Joe Biden had been in charge and all this stuff had happened? Well, first of all, Russia was the darling, their darling, their money darling, right? That's number one. That tells me about all I need to know right there. But in the meantime, we're going to go to break. We're going to come back, and you're going to hear from Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street. And we got some serious money questions to ask him today, because if we don't get some things straightened around here real quick, a lot of companies, a lot of mom-pa companies are going to be history. I'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
Why shotgun? Why shotgun?
Oh, so you're wearing a mask every day now? Where are you getting them?
The same website where I get my neck and body wraps, sunnybay.com. And they're handmade.
Really?
Just like their wraps in the USA.
Oh, and good quality?
Oh, very good. These are disposable face masks.
And good price?
That's the best part. I get a 10-pack for only $6.
Wow.
Yes, as a public service, we're now sourcing disposable face masks with level 1 protection at sunnybay.com. Get a 10-pack of high-quality, more breathable face masks, only $6. Our face masks are hypoallergenic, latex-free, and made for stress-free all-day wearing. Or choose our N95 respirator masks, 2-pack for only $6. Supplies are limited, so place your order at sunny-bay.com, a Biomed DB design company right here in the USA. Go to sunny-bay.com and purchase your disposable face masks online. 10 masks for only $6. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from Natural Botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com. Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines, and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. Is you just need a very small amount. And then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product. And one of them is something called argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which are almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I helped thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
All righty, now this portion of the Captain's America Third Watch brought to you by my good friends of the Two Guys Gun Show. That would be Guy Lamacus and his crew from the Phoenix Ordnance Gun Shop over at 8601 49th Street, Pinellas Park, Florida. Now, many of you probably know that again last week, Debbie Wasserman Schultz led a group of Florida congressional representatives, all Democrats, I might add, plus the Florida Agricultural Commissioner, Nikki Fried, another Democrat, and sent a letter off to Washington, D.C. to try to get the gun shops and stores removed from being an essential business because she said that we can't shoot our way out of the coronavirus. Her words, not mine. But just to show how asinine she is, if you're in the market for a gun or ammunition or any type of supplies, I want you to go check out my friend Guy at Phoenix Ordnance at 8601 49th Street in Pinellas Park. They're open Tuesday through Saturday. They open at 10 o'clock in the morning until 6 o'clock. Stop on by. Tell them the captain sent you. If you want to see what they have online, go to twoguysshows.com, twoguysshows.com, and you can find out all about their gun shop. All right, Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street, is with us. Hello, sir.
How you doing?
Are you watching dogs or are you just watching?
I'm just trying to
I'm trying to stay positive. That's what I'm trying to do. I'm trying to hope that everything's going to open up things here. But with the, you know, I just feel stomping grounds. There's going to be some protests starting to take place here in New York on May 1st. They're going to be all around the state in Hauppauge, New York, Rochester, Syracuse, Albany, Buffalo. They're going to be doing a protest to open everything's up.
Hashtag reopen America, hashtag reopen NARC, hashtag reopen Florida, so on and so forth. Each state has its whatever it is, and it's a national movement, and yeah, you are right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so yeah, it's happening around the country. People have had it. Again, it's the reality of the situation, and I've been trying to explain this to people from the very beginning when it comes to this. And the government doesn't like telling people the truth. They don't. They don't trust us with the truth. There's really not much we can do with this. It was interesting this past weekend, and these were hard to find stories actually. In many respects, they're doing tests around the country, random tests of people. A small town in Massachusetts, Chelsea, Massachusetts.
Correct. Mass General.
30% of the people that took the test had coronavirus. They had no idea.
32%, Chris. 32%. I got the story.
Yeah, they did a homeless shelter as well, and it was almost 50% of the people that had it, and they had no idea. There's nothing you can really do. It's sad. I mean, this is a bad virus. It's highly contagious, and people that are at risk should take it very seriously, and they should quarantine themselves. There's no doubt about that. But there's nothing you're going to do to stop it. Nothing. There's just zero. It's going to work its way through the country. And I said, I'm knowing that I was on a train in a subway almost every day. January, February, I probably got it too. I mean, there's going to be a plasma test I'm going to try to take this next week, but it is what it is. There's not much you can do. And, we're basically blowing up the entire economy because of this. And I understand you got to try to keep the hospitals and the healthcare system not being overwhelmed, and without a doubt, they were hit hard here in New York. But we're past that point in time now, and they keep talking about it coming back. It's not gone away. It hasn't. There hasn't been, Matt, there hasn't been a really, respiratory disease is very difficult to find a cure for that.
You're right.
Treat it, but it's very, very hard. We may never have a vaccine for this. It just may never happen. It's difficult.
Look at asthma. What do asthmatics walk around with?
It's a tough thing. Respiratory disease is very hard to get a vaccine. They don't find them because it attaches your nose and into your throat.
Yeah. Now, there was a study because of the virus done out in California in Los Angeles County. This is kind of interesting. A lot of people lost their jobs, right?
Yeah.
Okay. But in the meantime, there's a fair amount of people that are working too, right?
Yeah, there's a decent amount. Not enough.
In Los Angeles County, 45% of the people working all work for the government.
Yeah. Well, that's the government workers. I mean, they're the ones that are jumping up and down for this because they're sitting at home basically doing nothing. Same thing up in Albany, New York. I don't see government workers being furloughed. There's gonna be a backlash because at some point in time, tax revenues don't come in. They're gonna have to start, furloughing government workers as well. But,
it's gonna be kind of hard for tax revenues to come in when you start putting all these little mom and pop companies out of business that are some of the ones that are paying the taxes. And unfortunately, the U.S. Chamber of Commerce yesterday had a poll that said half of all the U.S. small businesses are on the verge of closing forever and not coming back.
Yeah, well, that PPP program is not going to cut the mustard. It'll only help certain companies maybe a little bit, but most companies.
Did you hear this story? Have you ever heard of a company called Shake Shack?
Yeah.
Did you hear what happened to them? They got $10 million worth of government loans that was meant for small businesses, and somebody in the building, not the owners, not the management people, applied for the loan, got it for the company, and they didn't need it.
Yeah, well, that's just why. I mean, Ruth Chris, they got, $30 million, and then plus, but basically what the it allowed for certain businesses, like Ruth Chris or Shake Shack, it allowed for them to apply for a PPP based upon each individual store.
Franchises.
As a, as a standalone. And they're not franchise, it's just as a standalone. So even for hotels. So if you own like four hotels, each hotel would be its own business. And
then we get a part of that.
And so that they can qualify that way. But the reality is most restaurants out there, if they were to get a loan, I mean, what do they need the money for rent. They need the money for other things, not for, you can't really keep on your staff. It's very, very difficult to do. So the structure of the loans, are beneficial to some businesses, but not beneficial to others.
Well, Shake Shack is a franchise, but they only have three stores, as we understand it, looking at the story here. This is an NBC News story, and they said they were going to give back the $10 million government loan meant for small business.
Yeah, I saw a bit on that this morning. I didn't fully look at the what they were doing. I saw that they had $10 million.
Yeah. Now, I'm talking to Chris Markowski, everybody, the watchdog on Wall Street. Of course, his program on the weekends across the country, 250 stations, watchdogonwallstreet.com, the website. Now, economist Stephen Moore has come out and said he's optimistic about the economy. He says he believes that we have turned a corner. What corner would that be?
I don't know. I'm not seeing any corners that we're turning at all. Listen, the Federal Reserve has stepped in and they've injected a lot of money and they basically put a put underneath the market. And I do believe if the Fed hadn't stepped in and doing what they're doing, you'd probably see the stock market down around 18,000 the Dow, not at 24,000 where it is right now, even though we're expected to, it looks like they're going to be selling off this morning. I understand that, but I don't see the economy turning a corner until people get back to work.
Have you heard the latest on oil?
It's down, what, $15?
Well, over the weekend, the futures on oil, now it's not there yet because it's still at $18.27 a barrel until the market opens up West Texas crude. But the futures on West Texas crude have it at $15.54 per barrel.
I got oil right now. Well, I have Brent at 27, but I got the oil at $14.39. Down 21%.
So it's gone down even from when I started the show. Now those are futures, right? Futures.
Yeah. Listen, there's no one buying. I mean, this is the reality of the situation. Trump talked about this a couple weeks ago. I think it was a couple weeks ago that Russia, Saudi deal doesn't make any difference. You can strike whatever deal you want. If nobody, I haven't filled my car up in 2 months. I don't need gas.
Well, I just filled mine up over the weekend because the price of gasoline dropped another nickel a gallon, and I went, whoa, and I went in there, and I was down to a quarter of a tank, and I said, yeah, I'll go ahead and do it. And usually it was costing me like about $30 to $35 to fill up, right?
Yeah, I mean, I get it for
$17.95.
Yeah, I mean, it's dropping. No one's buying. It's going to keep going down. It can go lower.
All righty. Well, we got to go to the top of the hour break. We'll talk to you tomorrow morning, same time, same bad channel.
You got it.
All right, Chris Markowski, everybody, the Watchdog on Wall Street. Caller, hold on. I'll talk to you in a minute. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com, the website. I'll be right back right after the top of the hour news with Frank Silvato.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.